our journey is blessed. Also, God wants the Israelites to remember their past. Remember where you've come. Look to the rock from which you were cut and hewn. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah who bore you. Friends, God counsels his people to look to the past and cherish it, not forget it, cherish it. And to also remember his work in his people in days past is still very awesome and relevant today. How God has brought them, formed them, blessed them, led them, was with them on their journey, and so he's with us now. It all is for a divine purpose and has been for a long time and will be forever. God wants the Israelites and us to remember the past was really tough, even for our ancestors. The problems may have looked different, but they were problems nonetheless. And yet at the end, God still blessed them and brought them great healing on the journey. And wholeness was there, leading out of the darkness of captivity, eventually to the promised land flowing with milk and honey and offering freedom from oppression of all kinds. So for us, as we remember the past, the struggle of people working hard on behalf of not just our country, but our faith. People forming a church, a denomination, a sustainable voice to carry on God's work, establishing ministries of outreach, missions, and service. God was a part of all that and still is. So our task now as brethren and Christians, more importantly, is to remember the past and to continue the legacy of our ancestors at Black Rock and beyond in our surrounding community. To recall the work of many who advocated for right and justice and equality in our country, whose vision screams a need for freedom and for all persons to have a voice in the country's direction. And in the church, what a unique gift we have, a unique opportunity we can offer, not so much just at annual conference, but in general, where all persons hold the same weight in their vote at the table. One of the unique voices as brethren we have is everyone has a say. Any person can speak at the microphone, incidentally, at an annual conference, and I hope most, if not all of you, get a chance to experience that at least once in your lifetime. All meetings here at Black Rock, before our social distancing time began anyway, were open, and suggestions are still accepted and very welcomed. Indeed, as we remember and cherish our past, we look to each other and to God to form our direction, knowing with him at our side, our journey is blessed. I want to raise two other things to consider regarding the past. First, as I touched on a minute earlier, as Isaiah speaks to the Israelites, they didn't only face problems, but they were discouraged. They were. They felt defeated, and the prophet encourages them to look to God's work in and through his people in days past. But here's the second part. We must remember, even in biblical times, God can use even one lonely person. God says about Abraham, "For I called him alone, and I blessed him and increased him." Abraham, friends, was one man from one simple family. Yet God called him alone and increased his family and his ancestors, which of course are now endless. That act from God should remind us he doesn't need many people to do a great work. He can bless and increase one man or woman alone. But listen to him and remember the past and where he's leading. God wants and still wanted then the returning Israelites, the exiles from Babylon to form Israel's regathering, to not be discouraged about their small numbers or past destruction, but to realize that just as he did great things through Abraham and Sarah, so he can do great things through them. And the same is very true for us in our small numbers. God can do great things. Indeed, friends, for us, what a great lesson. This little church, this little country church on the hill here at Black Rock, has a special and divine purpose, even now as we are nestled out here at the end of York County. We have a wonderful past which has formed us. Therefore, we can remember God's presence is still with us today, formed in those spirit-filled servants who don't just rest up on the hill in our cemetery in physical form, or other cemeteries for that matter around the area, but who rest in our hearts. Amen? Forming memories which keep us going and smiling. It's up to us to make sure those past servants' effort is not forgotten, lost, or wasted. Indeed, as current servants of Black Rock, clenched in the godly wisdom from so many in our past, our journey is blessed. And finally, we must trust the future. That might be the scariest of the 3 points. Trust the future. The promise of God is we will be okay. We will come through the journey, and everything will somehow make sense. With God at our side as we follow Jesus and embrace the power of the Holy Spirit, we will come home at last to the Lord's arms, and he will hold us, comfort us, and we will be led straight into blessed, not bad times. He says, even for Zion, he will have compassion on the weak. We'll be given the gift of salvation, forming a joy and gladness beyond our human understanding, so we can sing songs with a loud voice. We'll be able to finally appreciate and understand our fellow sisters and brothers just a little more. And we'll finally be able to walk alongside the stream of living water and never be thirsty or hungry or disabled or tired again. Can you imagine that? We just must, in the journey, even as the barrenness, the emptiness seems so great, keep reminding ourselves God is greater and our home with him will be awesome. Remember what God tells the Israelites? The Lord will surely comfort Zion. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and joy and gladness will be found in it. Friends, the promise seems too good to be true. But there it is in the scriptures. He will make the wilderness like Eden and the desert like the garden of the Lord. For the Israelites, they were very blessed to be brought back from captivity to their home once again. But their real joy is being able to gather together in their land of praise and worship and come to God at last. Their hope is in a regathered, blessed, and saved Israel in the new millennium. God wants the Israelites to trust they will be brought back together if they work together and trust the future, even as they walk their journey now. So friends, as we walk our journey, do you trust the future, which nobody knows? Do you trust God will bring us out of this pandemic time we're in to a point of blessing and peace? Do you trust God will bring us out from the stark divides which face our nation and world of all kinds to a place where we can live and be together, loving and caring for one another as sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, who said, "Let the little children, hence all of us, have a chance and come to me." Are we having a renewed sense of being willing to form ourselves a regathered, blessed, and saved BlackRock to continue sharing that message of peace, simplicity, and togetherness as the brethren established over 300 years ago? And for us to continue our mission statement to come as you are, to experience God's love, to go out like Christ. Are we showing that statement in our actions to anyone who sets foot either on this property or walks in these doors, trusting they will not use us, but will bless us? And through God together, friends, our journey as BlackRock will be blessed for the long haul if we believe that. No matter the time, no matter what realities we face, what does God also say to the Israelites? I will make my justice rest as a light for the people. Friends, when the Lord ultimately regathers, blesses, and saves Israel, he will also shine forth his justice to all the world, to Israel, my nation, he calls them, and to all the nations. Translation, God will make things work out somehow. The evil will be punished, and Christ's followers will be brought home at last. I often think in this case of people who make fun of others in tough situations or put down people with disabilities or for whatever reason. God will take care of it, friends. It's up to us to shine his light of love and justice to everyone while we can. God will bless the least of these, friends, and by our love, mercy, and kindness towards all, we can make that light of justice God promises just a little brighter, a little more evident on earth now, as it will be in heaven later for all who call on the name of the Lord following Jesus. And the good thing God reminds the Israelites, and us for that matter, the earth will fade away like smoke. It'll be gone like a garment. But trust the future of the journey by doing his work now. And prepare for that final victory. Cling to God's word. That's the key in trusting the future promise for the journey. I like what 2 Peter 3:10 says. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as one day. The Lord is not slow concerning his promise, as some would consider such a thing, but is patient with us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt from incredible heat, and everything will be burned up. And while that sounds bad, friends, God says, even though this stuff will all be gone, he will still remain for us in the journey, blessing us, leading us, guiding us forever. And so in the spirit of that leading, shall we sing 2 verses of he leadeth me as God gives us strength. May we remember he is leading wherever we want to go because of what we can be with him as our strength. Shall we sing the 1st and 2nd verses of he leadeth me? I'll have Robin lead us on our first verse. We'll sing the 2nd verse a cappella. Words again will be on the screen. He leadeth me. Oh, blessed thought, oh, words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er
Still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me. By his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by waters calm or troubled sea, still 'tis my God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me. By his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
And that's true, friends. The future may not seem good on the earth, but God will lead us into blessing, just like the verses of Amazing Grace say. Some of these favorite verses I have: through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far. And what's the last line? And grace will lead me. Thank you. Good. Yes, when this flesh and heart shall fail and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the veil a life of joy and... Yes, good. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God who calls me here below will be forever mine. And then the best verse: when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first... Yes, indeed, even now, as the earthly times may seem uncertain, as the church faces a grave future in which we may clearly look completely different from what we knew, at least as we listen to God and remember the past and trust in the future with God forever, knowing on earth and in heaven, our journey, friends, is blessed. God will make a way where there seems to be absolutely no way. Those tied to the earth will not be able to defeat us. The salvation of Christ will triumph, and the righteousness of God will not be abolished. Even the greatest wastelands will be filled to overflowing, and the most barren places, darkest deserts, most cut off people will find a joy in the Lord, and no one in the eternal promised land will be thirsty or hungry ever again. So friends, can we embrace a journey like that? Can we recognize now we are each people who can prepare others for that journey? When you are interacting with somebody, you are helping them either walk the journey or you're putting them off the road and potentially into exile, like the Israelites. By our actions and attitudes, we will bless or hurt someone. That's all there is to it. Which will it be? As God leads us, let's make a way in today's deserts and streams in the wasteland where there seems to be no way. Let's together help everyone realize just a little more. Our journey with Jesus is indeed blessed. We're better because we know Jesus, and others can be too. Why? Because nothing is too great for God to handle, and no one is too sinful that they cannot experience Jesus' forgiveness and love anew. Indeed, as followers of Jesus, as God makes a way, as we listen to him, remember our past and trust the future, our journey is blessed. Let's close with the video, truly knowing, as we listen to him, remember the past and trust the future. God will always, on our blessed journey, make a way.
In ways we cannot see, he will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide, hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
So friends, as God leads us, may we hear his voice. May we remember our past. May we trust the future. Lord, as you guide us, lead us where there seems to be no way, may we realize our journey is blessed with you at our side every step of the way. Amen. I pray, Black Rock, you have a wonderful week, and may we be invited together to walk the journey. Enjoy your week as you share. There are baskets in the back to deliver your gifts as you feel led. Have a great week. God's people said, thank you, Robin. Have a great week, and to God be the glory.